A very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to take 10 for Talmud. Beya Lamedalad, Beya 34a, pagination, page 67. We'll start from the facing page on the bottom. So we're on page 66, Lamed Gimel Lamed Beis 33b, the last three lines. Ein melavn mesara ofim. You're not allowed to heat up the tiles or grates on Yom Tif. There's some sort of malacha that's being done. Asks the Gemara, Mai ka ovid, what are you doing by heating up these tiles or grates? Amar Rabba bar Rachanan, Rabbi Yechanan, hacha b'ra'afim chadosh maskin, and we're talking about new tiles that you're going to cook on. Mepnei shetzarech lebodkon, because you have to check them, as Rashi says, dimlapaki, maybe they will break from the heat, and you're checking if they're capable of withstanding the kind of heat that you want, and then you're going to use it for cooking. You have such grates in usually industrial settings where they actually fry things on this metal tray almost, instead of using a frying pan. So this type of tile or grate had to be checked before you were going to put food on it. Va'amrila, but others say, mepnei shetzarech lechasmon, because you're actually making it hard by the first heating. You're finishing off the product, and then it becomes a usable keli. These two approaches, whether it's tzarech lebodkon, you're checking it, or tzarech lechasmon, you're finishing off the product, are two interpretations of the Mishnah's statement why it's forbidden to heat this item up for the first time on Yom Tif. But the two different approaches have major underlying differences, as we'll see in the Gemara right now. Tanan Hossam we learned over there in Chulin. Darsa Osha Torfa Bekosel, Osha Ratza Sasa Behema Omefar Cheses, if a bird that you want to shecht on Yom Tif, I'm sorry, the original case is not particularly Yom Tif, the original case is simply a case of Treifus, whether the animal is still considered healthy or not. What happened was, it was stepped on, it was attacked, something happened to the bird that agitated it in a life-threatening way. Vishasa me eis la eis, and it is still alive. It waited for 24 hours, v'shachta k'shera, and then you shechted it, it's kosher. Om Rabbalazab Rabbi Yanai, Mishim Rabbalazab ben Antignos, it's not enough that it wait 24 hours so that we just know that the agitation itself didn't make it a treifa, deathly ill bird. But tzricha bedika, in addition, it needs to be checked. After the shechita, they're going to check the different parts which verify that it is not a treifa. So Rashi explains this beautifully. Normally, when we have a bird, so there's a basic cheskas kashrus, there's an assumption that it's a healthy bird, and we only check it mishum chumra, because we're strict, and we check to make sure internally that it's a healthy bird. But normally you have a bird that's around, we assume it's a healthy bird. Over here, a reusa happened. Something happened to the bird that causes us to doubt its kosher status. As a result, number one, it has to wait 24 hours. Number two, tzricha bedika, it needs to be checked. One might ask, if I'm going to do a bedika anyway, so why can't I shecht it now and do the bedika and see internally if it's a treifa? And Rashi explains, because there's something called risuk evoreha, the shattering of the limbs of the bird, And that is a status of treifa. It's putting its health in a precarious state just from the trauma, just from being shaken up, independent of any particular treifa. You're not going to find a hole in the lung, but the animal was so traumatized that unless it lives for 24 hours after the trauma, that itself is one of the treifas that gives it treifa status. We have this expression, lahavdil, with much separation and distinction, but we have this expression by a woman after childbirth. It's called risuk evoreha. She's been shaken up, and she has special status after a leida, after a birth. Leida halachically is considered a natural event, but that expression, that there's nothing wrong with her, if you did a physical, there's nothing wrong, but she's been shaken up and she has special dispensation. The first 3 days, the first 7 days, the first 30 days, even up to 2 years, we're still dealing with certain effects of the childbirth. So over here, by a bird, it was actually traumatized, and its very health is in question. Tzricha bedika, it needs to be checked. Bo mine Rab Yirmiyah me Rab Zeira. Rab Yirmiyah asked Rab Zeira, and this is what I alluded to right away as we started the Gemara. Mahu l'shachta b'yamtif. Are you allowed to shecht this bird on yamtif? Mimechaskinen reusa b'yamtif. Are we worried about the reusa on yamtif? Something happened to this bird. Normally, there's a cheskes kashrus on birds. You shecht it, it's good. It's kosher bird. There's no reason to assume that it's unhealthy. But over here, because of the trauma, am I allowed to shecht it on Yom Tov? Oh, lo, or not? Maybe I'm not allowed to do it because we're concerned that it'll be found out to be a treifa, and therefore the original shechita can be held in question. Omale. He answered him, Tinyana, I want to bring a proof from the case of the Mishnah here in Meseches Beitza. Ein melabnim nisara ofim litzlos bahen. You're not allowed to heat up the tiles in order to roast on them. Ve'havinon bo, and we wondered, Maika Ovid, what's wrong? Ve'omer Rabba Barba Chanan Rabbi Yechanan, and it was explained, Ha'chabar ofim chadoshim askinon, we're dealing with new ones, mepnei shetzarech lebodkan. And the reason is because you're checking it, and therefore it can turn out that you heated it up, you did that tircha, shelo litzorach, for no good reason. Here also, if there's a need for budkan, for checking the bird afterwards, it could turn out that you shecht it for no reason. And therefore the proof would be that you're not allowed to shecht such a bird because there's a bedika associated with it in order to validate what you're doing on Yom Tov, and that bedika might come out bad. Amalei, he answered him, that all depends on the reason that you hold that these tiles are not allowed to be heated up. Anan mepnei shetzarech lachasman masninan la. We learnt that the reason that you're not allowed to heat up the tiles is because that is the act of completion on them, and you're not allowed to complete a keli on Yom Tov. But if it were for only for bedika, we would have allowed it, both by the ra'afim and by the shechita, because by the shechita, it's not a completion issue. You're allowed to do shechita. The question is the bedika, was the shechita for no good reason if it turns out to be treifa? And he's saying that there is no proof from the case of Re'afim. Yeshe Koach, thank you for joining.